Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Andrew just said the words, I'll give you a thumb when we've done enough. Like, the phrase I believe is, I'll give you a thumbs up. And there's something so threatening about, I'll thumb you when I'm done with you.
Andrew,
fucking
just so you
hell.
Know, you can thumb me anytime, no consent
Yikes.
Needed. That's just a blanket consent.
Yikes.
That's just a blanket consent for that.
Welcome to episode 103 of Trusty Hogs. I'm Catherine Bohart. She's Helen Bauer. We're going to tell you about our perfect, perfect lives. And then we're going to answer our listener problems. Helen has her period. Andrew's being threatening. Emma's back from holidays. And I'm here. Hello.
Hello!
Through the fog, step forth the trusty hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the trusty hogs. Trust the trusty hogs, or maybe not.
I've been through it.
I can't.
I've been through it.
No. Here, what is it? Just the every period?
Nope.
What else?
Jacob.
Not this again. I can't. You shouldn't have named him.
Yeah, okay, well, I don't like it if you have any communication with Snail.
You shouldn't have named him.
So we've been aware on the podcast for a couple of weeks now. I had a slug problem, which has been dealt with. All good, they've just gone. And
they've just gone.
A mouse problem. First,
what do you mean they've just gone?
They went. They're like just not there anymore.
Are they under your bed?
No, we like put salt down so they wouldn't go certain places, and now they're just not there. So it's like maybe slug season's over. Then we had a mouse. Then we realised we had two mice. One was counter mice. One was floor mouse. Okay. Now counter mouse.
Oh, I thought counter mouse was original mouse's enemy. Like
no,
mouse no. Counter mouse.
Counter mouse was very naughty. Very naughty, but not very bright. Now, here's what happened. We bought like these electric plugins to make a noise that we can't hear to try and get rid of them. But then it turns out it draws them in more for 3 weeks and then they go away.
Why would that be the system?
I know that Sunil bought them. I think they're wrong. I think he bought the wrong thing. I think he brought like a drawing in device.
What?
For animals. Anyway.
Like a Snow White plug-in.
Like a silly Snow White plug-in. So but then, and then one day I was in the living room, in my bedroom, and he was like, oh my God, there's a mouse. And I went, oh my God, where? So I came out and he went that way. He's gone down that way. And I was like, there's nowhere out that way. He's behind the microwave. There's nowhere out. And Sunil was like, so what are you going to do? And I was like, I'm going to capture him in a bowl. And he was like, no, you won't. You're going to freak out. And I was like, I promise you I won't. I made him pull the microwave over. I caught Mousy in a bowl, put him onto a sheet, and then I threw him over our back fence. Hello? And he ran away. And then the next...
How do you know he made it okay? Did he make it out?
Yeah, because I saw him land and run.
And then you burned the bowl?
No, washed it. Oh my God, we should have burnt that.
Yeah.
I don't know which one it is now.
Yeah.
No, we did. I think Sunil cleaned it pretty well. And also he wasn't in the bowl, he was under it. You know? And only for like 60 seconds.
Right, so one's gone.
So Catherine's not coming to mine again?
No, so you lost me at slugs, to be honest with you. So wait,
then the other one could not get him for love nor money. I called him Jacob. He was very silly. He, one night.
Not so silly that he couldn't outsmart
you. He loved A Thousand Pound Sisters. He loved all the TV shows. He was just constantly watching them with us. One night he came out, he found, because then he started taking over counter as well as floor, because he could have everything, right?
Yeah.
And he came out and he went on the drying rack and looked over at Sunil, and Sunil looked back at him like, and he was like,
Why are you doing a sultry face?
Because he's silly. Jacob was silly. And then he lay under the drying rack, like, I'm in jail and that's where you want me, but you can't get me there. And then like ran away again. Yikes. He was just so funny. And but I was like, we have to get rid of Jacob.
You described him like Gus from Cinderella.
Yeah, he was so silly.
What happened to him? What happened to him?
So I bought humane traps.
Right.
I bought, they're called Mouse Motel Double Suite Edition.
Fuck off.
So it's like in
Fuck
green.
Off.
In green. Nice.
You
colour.
Bought a Barbie dream house for the mouse.
Yeah, well, double suite edition. So it was big enough that if they get caught, they've got a little bit of room, you know, a bit of happiness.
Right.
And it was just, it had stickers with it. You could decorate it. It was really fun.
Right.
So I set up one on the counter
stickers?
And one on
what
the floor.
What do you mean decorated?
So it was like just fun for me. Hello. Right. And then put one on the floor. And then I read that they like peanut butter. So I put peanut butter in the end of it. And I put loads in. So then like, even if they did get caught, they have a snack for a while.
Right.
Next morning, wake up. Where's Jacob? On the floor inside of the Mouse Motel. And he has clearly had a terrible night of it. I come out, I see him. And I'm like, you know that feeling of like,
guilt.
Obviously, I want you to be caught, but I didn't want you to go in the trap 10 minutes after I went to bed. And by the amount of shit and the panic and the like condensation from him clearly breathing heavily, that was inside. Like, I was like, you've been in here for like 6 hours.
Jesus.
It was awful. So I immediately like run down to Sunil's room and I'm like, wake up, Jacob, Jacob's awake. So,
sorry, this is fucking hell.
And then I'm getting messages from my agent being like, you're supposed to be doing an Instagram live, a great Instagram takeover for the Soho Theatre. And I was like, you don't understand, there's a life in the balance. So then I was like, Instagram living for Soho Theatre. Like, I've got a mouse. And then the Soho Theatre were like, plug your show, you've got to plug your show. And I'm like, there's a lot. It was insane. And then we get to the park, and on the way to the park, I'm holding Jacob inside of a tote bag so we can't see out. Because you know, like when they're torturing people in like Guantanamo Bay, they like cover their eyes so they can't see what's going to happen.
Guantanamo.
Well, I've not been. And he's covered. And we're going to get a cup. Please, can we all calm down? Because this is important. And we're going to get... And then Sunil stops and gets a coffee. And I'm like, I can feel him running up and down. And I'm walking so carefully so as not to shake him. And then we get into the park. And then a bee flies
Sunil
right by my ear.
Have a coffee.
Sunil stopped to get a coffee on the way to the park. And I was like,
monster.
What is happening? But he was the one that was like, we've got to go. He's having a panic attack. And I was like, I know he's having a panic attack. I feel terrible right now. But you can't, after releasing the other one over the fence, like I read that you have to take them like a mile away from your house. And I was like, we should take him away.
So the other one will be back.
Maybe.
Focus on Jacob right
okay.
now.
Okay, so then we get to the park.
Have you ever read Jacob's Room by Virginia Woolf?
Huh?
Have you ever read Jacob's Room by Virginia Woolf?
No, I read A Room of One's Own.
Different.
Which is like that series of essays about female writers. It was very good, though. I didn't know it was going to be that.
I think it's Jacob's Room, isn't it?
I think it's a ladder, not a room.
No.
Just having a laugh with
Finish
you.
Your story.
Okay, well done, Catherine. You knew a book name. I was so bitchy. I'm so sorry. Okay, so we get to the park and I get Jacob out of it. And I think you can just release mice into parks, can't you? Like, it's all chill. And I said, you have to release him near a body of water. So I went close to a pond. Because I was like, then he's got an option of water.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's definitely mice. He'll make friends.
If you traumatised him enough, he can drown himself.
But he's such
sure.
a silly mouse that I think he'd be like, he'd make friends quite fast. Like, he wasn't rude.
Right, okay.
It was just naughty.
Can you stop crying? Come on.
So I get him on the floor. I pull it up. He runs straight out. And I'm like, bye. Like, don't turn back. It's okay. Like, we have to do a big goodbye.
Are you just left holding a double suite of shit?
And then, I'm holding the Mouse Motel and he's gone. Put Mouse Motel back in my bag.
You put the bag of shit and condensation back into your bag?
Yeah, and then I went home and I washed it and then I washed the bag.
You wash the mouse motel.
They give you, like, when you buy it, they give you, like, a sponge to wash it out with. But they're like, don't wash it, like, so intensely that it ruins the smell of the mouse, because that'll make it easier to catch them in the future. Because I'm going to keep it.
You reuse it.
Yeah. It's a humane trap.
Okay.
How do you think? Okay. This is when it gets really dark.
It's a sanitary trap.
So this is where I get stuck.
I've let, go of Jacob. Said goodbye. I have a takeaway coffee from home already. And Sunil's like, should we just sit in the park in a little bit and just like calm down? Because I had like a BBC interview to then go do, and then my tech, and then my first show at Soho. Like, it was a really big day.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're right, I need to calm down. I just need to like just play
just get the my cortisol matching levels
game on my
down.
Phone.
Yeah.
And like relax a bit. So we went and sat by the bandstand. And as we walked away from our release, Jacob, we turned a corner and there was a sign, massive sign, handwritten, keep your dogs on their leads. Three goslings dead in a week.
What are goslings?
Which, baby swans. Which means if three goslings have been killed in a week.
I thought baby swans were cygnets.
Oh, what's a gosling then? A baby goose? Oh no! Oh, there's dogs killing baby geeseys in my area. If they do that Jacob's to a goose, fucked. What are they going to do to little Jacob? And his mental health's not good after a night in that motel. I basically turned a corner, read that sign. Sunil saw me like start to collapse.
No.
He went, he's fine, he's fine. No. I went, you know he's not.
He can run faster than a gosling. And he doesn't smell like delicious chicken.
Three goslings dead in a week.
Yeah, but goslings...
In a week.
If they're... Can I... Helen, listen, I just watched a series called Alone on Channel
4.
Yeah,
I've been watching it. You recommended it to me.
Nobody eats a mouse until they can't get fish. What I'm saying to you is, if there are goslings available, they're not going for Jacob. The shit-smelling mouse.
Can I say
no one wants
thing,
that for their snack.
If their dogs are going for the goslings and they're not going for the mouse,
yeah,
there's then, in the park, mean dogs... And angry geese whose babies have been killed.
But I think their beef is with each other.
They're not going to touch Jacob, do you think?
I actually don't think they have the time. It sounds like they're busy. Well, you already have had a stressful week. You haven't even mentioned my t-shirt.
Mental health gay.
Mental health
it's
gay.
It's a really good t-shirt. But can we just all just take a moment just to wish Jacob luck on his adventures?
We wish Jacob luck on his adventures. Can I tell you about my t-shirt now?
Yes, you're a mental health gay.
No, that's not the point.
Oh.
Do you remember 2 years ago at Edinburgh, I did this thing that I was like, do a nice thing for your mental health every day.
It was the worst idea you've ever had.
People loved it, but okay, fine. Anyway... Ellen, my girlfriend, saw it, and when we first met was telling me after the fact, when I was hanging out with her and my best friend Georgie and her husband, she was like, I kind of wrote you off because I didn't think you'd be a laugh, because I kind of thought you were like one of those mental health gays. And I was like, excuse me, what? And Georgie loved it so much that she made me a t-shirt that says mental health gay.
It's so beautiful.
It's such a horrible burn, isn't it?
No.
Ellen thought I'd be no crack because I'm a mental health gay.
I think you're gas.
Okay. Somebody's been to Ireland recently, and I don't like when you learn our phrases.
No.
I have to tell you two things to cheer you up.
Okay, please, please.
These
do.
Will cheer
Number
you
one,
up.
You're mentally unwell.
Okay, well, hot kettle, why are you here if that's not what you want from your women? Two things. One, I can't believe I didn't remember this in the moment. I was washing my face the other night and I was like, wait a second. I've met the farmer. Well, I haven't met the farmer from Babe, but I was when he came to my university to give a speech.
Farmer Hoggett.
So, the guy who plays the farmer from Babe.
Yes.
Came to my university to receive some sort of medal from the Debate Society, because that's how they would get celebrities in to talk to us. And obviously people were expecting some sort of like charming, like little chat, a little bit of an interview.
No, he's an eco-warrior.
A little bit of an interview with this 19-year-old who was like the president of the Debate Society. This man took the microphone. I can't believe I forgot this. I have such bad memory. And gave, he was wearing a black beret and gave what I can only describe as like an hour's diatribe on his time with the Black Panthers.
Father Hoggett, the actor, he is like a
Father
warrior.
Hoggett or Farmer Hoggett?
Farmer Hoggett, sorry.
Fair play to him.
Hoggett.
But I just was like, I just had this like literally like very lucid memory out of nowhere. I was like, wait a minute.
I can't
wait a minute.
You met him?
Yeah.
Was he like in real life? Like, would you have like... You know.
No, I wouldn't have.
Okay, yeah.
And my,
but like good height, right?
Okay, I know that you think he's girthy and would fuck, yeah, but it's not for me. And the second, isn't that cheery?
That's insane that you've met him.
Second piece of information that I want to tell you that I think will cheer you up is, as you know, I went to see your show the other night.
Yeah.
And I do have a slight bone to pick with you, but then there'll be a treat at the end. So I went to Helen's show and it's fucking brilliant. It's so good.
Thank you.
It's genuinely like you really have like nailed the, you've married who you are off stage on stage really well.
As it's Catherine so said, funny. I had a great diversity of performance.
What?
He was giving the weirdest compliments.
No, I said the fact that you now do like so many acts and so many act outs, so many different stories.
So many accents.
It's so good.
You must
it's so
come
good.
See it.
But it's so good. But no, it was a little hurtful that I went to your show and you listed all of your friends. And I wasn't one of them.
But that's
fine. You describe all of your friends as like being from Hampshire and Brunette.
Yeah, so I'm talking about my school
and
friends.
And you list them out.
We didn't go to school together.
And you don't even mention me. Emma Black gets a mention.
Emma Black's fucking, she's a thing. She's been in my life since I was 4. You arrived when I was 26.
Well, it was hurtful. And I'll say this, I was the only one there on your opening night, so... What kind of friends are they, huh?
Oh my God, huh? They came on Wednesday.
Yes, they did, yeah, when you had it bedded in practice. I was there ready to see you no matter how well it went.
Holy
to not be considered one of the friends.
Shit.
Savage. Anyway, it's grand.
I
met two hogs outside.
3 times during the show and addressed
Helen,
you.
Helen, did you wave at me or did you slag me off from stage?
I don't remember.
Yeah, exactly. And listen, I don't mind that. If you were in my show, I'd do the same, but let's not pretend that that was compensatory.
Is this about how I advertise Trusty Hogs at the end of my live shows? Because I've already been doing this for 1.5 years, so most of the hogs will know this.
You do a horrible impression of me.
I don't.
But that's not what I was actually going to tell you. I was actually trying to cheer you up about your period, so I brought you a story. Are you ready?
Yeah.
By the way, you bonding with my girlfriend afterwards was vile.
No,
and I hated it.
You love it so much. Like, Catherine is like, let's let my two girls get along.
I do like, quite like it, but I don't like how you gang up on me so fast.
You
so
enjoyed
fast,
it.
So fast. Helen described my brother as an easier raise. Like, she'd prefer to be his parent than mine, so she would understand if he was my parent's preference. Because
there's so much more.
Because I'm mentally unwell, queer,
so much
and sidebar want to be a star, whereas he's nice, lives near home, and married a lovely Irish girl.
But just if you were choosing the child to spend the most time with,
I got
like,
it.
Would you pick?
Yeah, yeah,
the
I got it.
Okay,
yeah. I got it the first time. Yeah.
Hi, my name's Catherine. I'm bisexual. I've got OCD. I've got a hospital stay coming up. Perfectionism, and then I'm going to move to London and become a star. And it's like, oh, brilliant. She's going to be fun. Whereas Peter, he's just sort of like, I don't know, I guess I'll get married and stay close to the family home.
Oh my God. Ellen loved it so much because she's met him and also obviously prefers him. So hey, listen, let's talk about my favourite thing that happened at your show, which is that I met two hogs. Their names were Louisa and Fiona.
Hi, Louisa and Fiona.
And they, because of the bit of my show that I'm talking about how much I love gossip, they brought me some. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, did they say we could say it on the podcast?
They gave me full consent
Shut
and permission. In writing too. You ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, so a friend of one of theirs had just been invited as a plus one. Andrew, you're gonna want to pay attention. As a plus one to a wedding. So she had no emotional investment in the wedding. She just went with her boyfriend.
Okay.
They're at the wedding. They're at the reception. Lovely wedding. Afterwards, she notices there are these yellow stickers on some of the name places. What are they called? Place names? What's the word I'm looking for?
Name tags sort of things, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. See,
place cards.
Place cards, yeah.
Okay.
God, we are all not very bright.
Well, yeah, it's tricky. And we're tired. And you have your period. So listen,
I'm losing a womb lining.
So she's like, I guess they're for the vegans or something. Yeah. But she thought it looked a bit messy. Not how she would have done it, but that was fine. So she was a bit judgmental, this friend, and I love that for her. So she was like at the wedding and it wasn't for the vegans. Midway through the groom's speech, he invites everyone with a yellow sticker on their name placard to stand. And 4 men do. And he's like, great, the 4 of you fucked my wife while we were engaged.
What?
Not only,
Stop.
Wait for it, not only was his wife finding out that he knew she'd cheated.
Wait, wait, but they'd already had the ceremony.
He did it to fuck with. He was like, I can't get, his logic was, can't get the money back now, so might as well make the announcement big style.
But they had the marriage ceremony.
He got married to her, and now they're getting divorced immediately. They're not like married. They are immediately getting divorced. Wait for it, wait for it. Not only was she finding out at the wedding and her whole family that he knew that she cheated on him, I guess her family were finding out, but she get this. The girlfriends of all of those men were also there and also finding out as it happened.
Oh my God.
Is that not the most scandalous, delicious piece
of gossip? I'm sorry, that is the wedding
you've
of
ever,
the year.
Nothing will top it. Nothing will top it. And actually, I do think, having seen some people like break down weddings without getting married, you don't get a lot of your money back. So actually, if you want to go big, that is the way to do it.
Yeah, there's that viral video. Did you ever see that one about the girl and she's like been jilted?
No.
And she sends out her two bridesmaids and they're crying and they're like, she just wants to say, like, let's have a party. Let's celebrate life. Let's enjoy ourselves. She doesn't want people to be crying and be sad. And then you can like see that the bridesmaids like just trying their best for her.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, listen, in this scenario, isn't what?
So, wait, but the fact that he was able to go through the I do's, the walking out of the ceremony at dinner, and then dinner speeches come after main before dessert.
I assume they did them pre-dinner. I would be like, let's move it to starters. But the thing about it is like, I think that says to him, like, to me, that's like a man who's out of denial and into anger. That's like a rage. The only a rage would propel you through that ceremony. That's like, you have ruined my life. I'm gonna fucking ruin yours.
It's insane.
I'm taking back.
Are these seven stages of breakup the same as seven stages of grief? So is it like denial and then anger?
I just am assuming that he would be grieving the loss of his marriage.
Holy fucking shit!
Yeah,
I can't believe he still got married. I mean, you can annul that. You don't even have to get a divorce.
Oh yeah, 100%, 100%. Isn't that good?
Honestly,
Andrew has thumbed us now, Helen. So we've got him. So we've to bring in the guest, I think. Please welcome to Justy Hogs, it's Laura Ramoso. Enjoy that delicious goss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, hi. As you may or may not know, we are doing a live comedy show, a lineup show. It's called Trusty Hogs Presents Outside is Awful. It's on the 31st of October. A Tuesday is Halloween, so why not come along, join us? And you can get tickets where, Andrew? It's a Zoom gig.
You can go to our link tree or go to ticketsource.co.uk/kerfuffle.
We got bloody well celebrities on there. Come on. Welcome to the podcast, Laura Ramoso.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. How the hell are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
So worried. Like, in a way, I haven't been for any guest with such immediacy before, because just before we started recording, you said, can you curse? And I thought, oh, sweet God, this poor angel of a woman is in for some, like, a horrible hour.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm cool. I mean, I'm cool.
Yeah,
First of all, I'm fucking cool.
Okay. Oh, my God, sorry.
Bleep, oh, my God, bleep. Oh, my God.
Sorry. Just breaks the microphone. No,
No.
I don't know. Yes, please. Yes. No, it's just, you never know. I don't know. You never know. It's so nice of you to ask. Yeah. So polite. We haven't had anyone on this podcast, so usually Helen invites Helens, and by that I mean she'll
what
ask.
Does that mean?
It
what
means
does that
she
mean?
Asks people onto the podcast who are more her than me. But may I say, out the gate,
yeah,
with this level of apologising and concern for the rules, it's a Catherine in the house.
It's
Yay!
A Catherine. I am like an Irish Catherine. Canadian sort of like joining forces thing right now.
Maybe. Are you Canadian?
I mean, I'm half Italian, half German, but moved to Canada when I was 18. So I do consider myself pretty Canadian now.
Yeah, they've beat the politeness into you.
They have. Good for them. And sorry about that.
And Italians and Germans are also famously very polite.
Famously.
They feel awkward in the world.
I am. I'm obsessed with your videos.
Oh, thank you.
I hadn't seen them until Helen introduced them to us, and now I'm like, oh, German moms are me. Yeah. I'm German moms to my internal monologue to myself is that.
You are so harsh on yourself, and that's 100% what it is. Like, I cannot wait to become a German mom.
Although a German mom is harsh unto the world and very confident of themselves.
I've managed to invert it.
Invert.
So okay, I guess maybe I'm more of an Irish mom, but it feels like the world's great. Why are you ruining it?
Right. I'm a German mom through and through. I genuinely believe I have the power to change the world for the better single-handedly. And at the same time, I also think everyone else is doing everything wrong and they do need my input with it because I do think I see things clearer than most people do. I also think my intellect is higher.
Right, yeah.
Is the level of...
And I'm beautiful.
Yeah. Of course.
And everyone really fancies me.
Wow. Do you need to go?
No.
Is the level of involvement in your life, is that accurate of your German parentage?
Yeah, I mean, especially when I was living at home, obviously, and in, you know, in your university years. I mean, now it's a lot more. We're not adults, and I'd like to think, but especially when I go visit, definitely.
Okay,
very,
great.
Very involved and super outspoken.
And no knocking on the bedroom door, just straight in there.
Just straight in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's truly a quality that I found the most stressful as a teenager.
I used to work in Germany.
And did you?
I used to work at a hotel doing the breakfast buffet.
You get 2 minutes to speak in German, by the way. 2 minutes. You don't get any longer.
We don't need to speak in German. It's an English language podcast.
I know, but I felt like, you speak in German to all the people who don't speak German on this podcast.
I think it's a beautiful language.
Wait, are you not very good at German and you're scared to speak it to somebody who actually speaks German?
Nein, ich kann Deutsch reden. Okay, ich habe in Berlin gewohnt. Ich war eine Kellnerin.
Oh my God.
Im Hotel, ja, ich weiß schon. Und, alle andere Kellnerin war so deutsch und sie heißt Sylvie und sie war immer so, okay, Helen, mach das sofort! Nein, sofort! Wischen, wischen, wischen! Und dann ich habe deine Video gesehen und dachte, oh mein Gott, es ist Sylvie. Und sie war auch eine Mutter und ich bin das auch.
Ja, sie ist eine deutsche Mutter. She's very good, yeah. No, okay. Actually 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
wow, yes. That's amazing!
Thank you.
You did the breakfast buffet at a Berlin hotel.
Yeah!
Have you Why been are to you Berlin? Saying that with such disbelief?
I mean,
I don't have the vibe of someone who ever worked in service.
I think hotels specifically are like such... I mean, I did front desk at a hotel for 2.5 months.
Which hotel?
It's called... I don't know if
you have to say the name, but what was the vibe?
The vibe was
I love
like,
that you're protecting the hotel's anonymity.
I don't know why.
Good for you.
And I'm like the Marriott Courtyard, Berlin, Axel Springer Strasse. Yeah.
No, it was an independent hotel, but like very okay. So in Canada, you know, Canadians, because there's a lot of English or UK immigrants in Canada, they're obsessed with like the UK and the sort of the
Anglophiles.
Vibe.
Okay.
Anglophiles, okay. Yes. And so it was a very like dark, you know, they want to do the dark wood, like manor English
lol
hotel. They didn't say like that, but I am.
That sounds like a place where loose women hang out.
Yes, yes.
It's a hotel. Girls, that was very Texas.
It's a hotel.
I'm gonna pray for you.
Yes, me too. Actually, no, it was like dark wood. Like we are, like you guys.
Wow. No.
Wait,
wow.
What are you trying?
Let
to
her
say?
Have it. Leave her alone.
I want to figure
Leave
out
her
what
alone.
The next word is.
Leave her
okay,
alone.
I'm so sorry. Let hotel.
In the UK.
Dark woods.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like carpet. And
is that specifically English and Canadian? Indian's mind, carpet.
Just dark.
Carpet. Okay, yeah. Okay, darkness. Okay.
It's darkness. Beers. Okay, anyway, forget everything I said. But like, then the, this is like,
okay, I'm going to say this is just a hotel that just hadn't been like redone up.
No,
it's in like that, since the 70s.
That they're pitching
and instead
as
you're
English.
Describing it Sorry. As like a woodland retreat for those who need to get away and arrive in the Middle Ages. You're leaving with your tummies full and a head of plague, like
classic England.
Yeah. Okay, so you know the lettering on the outside was like gold and like dark green,
okay.
Something you see.
They're
in,
going
like,
for like ye olde British,
ye olde, yeah. Oldie.
Okay.
You can murder your wife. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh God.
No, but like, but then it was the most. most boring job in the world.
That's such a shame.
It is a shame. It's just the same conversation over and over. Like, hello, welcome, mm-hmm. checking in, deposit. Everyone's always surprised that there's a hotel deposit. Like, you know, your security, your
like they have to take your card.
Yeah, your credit card. They're like, well, I'm going to be fine. I'm like, are you going to be fine? We don't know. It's normal.
We just met you.
And I had to wear, you know, a very loose fitting, like, Vicra. Not Vicra, viscose. What's Vicra? Forget it.
No, viscose.
Like a polyester.
Flammable. Yeah,
flammable.
Yes. Yeah, with like a name tag that's like weighing down the fabric. Too much. I'm Laura. Like it's weighing down.
I had a name shield that was perfect in gold, but maybe it's just better at the Marriott.
That's
you
better
had a what?
At the Berlin
a little
Marriott.
Name shield, a name badge that said Helen Bauer.
Both?
Frau Bauer. Both
Frau
Bauer.
And less?
Yeah, Frau Bauer. Yeah.
Frau Bauer. Wow.
Oh.
Okay, and it was so fucking sexy. But maybe it was a different hotel, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
We didn't have carpets.
Wow. Was the conversation the same every morning? Eggs or beans or coffee?
It was just,
or
good morning, Morgansy Cafe. And then I would pour Jesus. Them coffee.
Were you also the wake-up call at the same time?
Yes. I started working
I'd like
there.
My breakfast with a side of extreme anxiety so that I'm awake.
Yeah, truly.
Within 2 weeks of working there, they realized that my energy levels were like, usually when I start a new job, everyone thinks I'm on like cocaine or something. And it's like, I'm not. I'm just like, the world's exciting and I want to make a nice impression.
Yeah.
Went too hard in it, so they were like, right, so you're the 4:30 a.m. girl. So I was the one that went and put all the milks out on the tables like really early, because they were like, she can handle it. But I immediately spooked myself, because the hotel was right next to like Checkpoint Charlie, so I'd have to walk through it in the first hours in the morning, and they'd be like rats going across.
Wait, what's
and I
was Checkpoint
like,
Charlie,
it's like where the wall, like you could like go between it, like the Russian side and the like Western side in Berlin.
But it's East still West. Like creepy jeepy.
Yeah, they've got like a big creepy framed portrait.
And they have like sandbags.
Yeah.
Like it's like military sandbags. Just
and a
like,
McDonald's. It's not and, like, yeah.
Wow.
And a currywurst museum.
Okay, oh, nice. Yeah. That sounds amazing.
But I imagine walking through that in the early hours at dawn with the rats, you're like, let me prepare what I'm going to say at the border.
Yeah. But I also, because like I'm one of those people, when I'm walking around the streets, I pretend that I'm in like a different era sometimes, yeah. or I'm doing something different. Mm. Like
Laura just described an entire group of people who, because of a dark wood and some carpet, decided that they were in 1920s England. So please, you don't have to explain yourself.
Like ghosts, like when you're in Ghosts and you're like pretending to be.
Can we talk about how they gave you the 4:30 slot and you were like, it's because I have so much energy and I was well able to handle it.
Yeah.
And not, they were like, she's on cocaine. We need her to be away from the guests.
Oh. I think she just realized that might have been like you're too much for the guests.
Oh my God. And then
she's distraught.
Because of that time I started, they put me on break. At a different time from everyone else.
Mm. Uh-huh.
So I was alone in the
So also
cafeteria.
Too much for the staff. Oh, baby Helen.
No, they made me so many cards when I left.
Were they like, thank you for leaving?
Get well soon.
Can you write down that I have some people to message? No, I'm going to message some people and check this, because I think I was popular. No, fuck this. I was offered a promotion to
work in the back.
Oh my God.
To work in the back?
To run a cafe separately to it that wasn't in the main building.
Empty. Holy.
Wait, am I not likable? No, I'm likable. No, I'm likable.
So no,
you are likeable. So likable.
I'm fun. I'm fun.
You're so likable, and Laura's so cool, and like, we're all fucking great.
Don't ruin this for me. No, I want to be Laura's friend. Please don't ruin this for me.
Well, I guess it sounds like you were is like so fun, and maybe not like service place breakfast 6 a.m. waking up.
We don't know how popular Laura
guests.
Was at the hotel.
Oh, not. I feel like as soon as I got behind the front desk, I had no personality.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, my God.
Please don't be sad.
That's fine. I think that's how you're supposed to be in a service job. You're supposed to be like, hello, thank you, have a great day, thanks so much.
Yeah,
thanks.
You wasted it wrong.
And honestly, anyone in a hotel, I think you're not the bad person here. It's
thank
the guests.
You.
The guests
thank
are you. Annoying in a hotel.
Yes.
Yes.
They always want sex workers, like, constantly.
What?
Oh. And it's like, no?
I was like, they always ask for towels, but I guess...
Towels and sex workers.
Yes.
And it's like...
Wait, is the word for both in German close? Because Helen might have got that wrong.
Maybe.
They're like, what? I just wanted a towel.
So you gave me a look. Are you like, the guests are not the bad people at the hotel?
I actually, do you know what? I used to work in the at the 4 a.m. to 2 p.m. shift in an airport. And my brother then went on to work in an airport for a while too. And I actually, it was not that guests at hotels are necessarily not bad. I think I'm charming at a hotel, but I do, I can see how people would be bad.
You actually are. I've been away with you. You're incredibly charming.
Very nice to staff, I hope. But what I will say is my worst experience of working is people in the airport.
Yes.
People lose their freaking minds in airports. Like, they lose all logic, all common sense. And I used to work when I was 16 at the outset, like outside in a hut, where people would come along and buy tickets for a bus into town. So by the time they came to me, their flight had been delayed, their luggage had been lost, they'd been traveling for 10 hours, they were missing a kid, or they still had their kid, worse.
And then there's a real Irish person with red hair and they need a picture.
And they literally would ask for pictures.
It's horrendous.
There was two types of people who came out, right? There were, let's be honest, angry Europeans who were like, what do you mean we have to get another bus to the place and it doesn't go directly there? And they could not understand a word I said. Or they'd be like, do you speak English? I'd be like, that's what I've been speaking the whole time. Or you would get a level of enthusiastic American that was like, oh my God, a Leprechaun! There's a Leprechaun at the airport! Can we get up? And you were like, first of all, it's Leprechaun. Second of all, fuck you. Thirdly, wow. Yes, you can have a picture provided I get a tip. It was hellish, but mainly it was just like, it was bad. It was just horrible weather and people just being so mad that they were traveling.
People lose their minds at the airport. Have you ever gone to the airport toilets like in the morning? Like, everyone forgets how to use a bathroom.
Can I tell you something? My soon-to-be sister-in-law, I hope she doesn't mind me telling the story. No, can't do that. How about I say this?
Random person.
How about I say this? My brother used to work in the airport.
Yeah.
And there used to be like somebody whose job it is to check that the cleaning was done properly. Like, you have to maintain the service providers and make sure that they're like all doing their job well. And honestly, like, it's the single hardest job to have to clean an airport bathroom.
I bet.
People are horrific. Like, horrific. And they get so sick on planes. And Look, I'm not going into it, but there was one woman in the airport office who apparently really enjoyed it, like found it very funny. So she would like,
enjoyed what?
As in, she was happy to be the person who the cleaner sent pictures to for like, for reports.
Oh, like she liked getting the graphic poo thing.
She wanted all the pics.
Let's not kink shame. Let's not kink shame now.
Sorry. It's really good.
So she would.
It wasn't a kink. It was just like she found it very funny.
Oh, my God.
To see poo photos.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way.
People have so much gas in them from flying, right?
I would wager that an airport bathroom sees more vomit than like a bar.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
Just
in
terms of
horrendous.
Yeah, airports are lawless places.
They
really
are.
So I can imagine the bathroom is even. I mean, you've got people drinking at like 4 a.m. So,
and their flight's delayed, and then they're still drinking.
There's nothing matters at an airport. You're going for it.
Yeah.
But like, the only rule that they make you follow at airports is still that if you're an adult, you cannot go in the kids' play area without a child. The amount of times I've tried to kill time by going on slides, and they're like, absolutely not. And it's like, that's the rule we're following here. It's fucking bullshit. I'm talking about you, Schiphol, in Amsterdam.
Oh. Huh. That's not a relatable problem. Hey, here's my other question. You're both at Soho at the same time.
We share a dressing room. Yeah, we're best friends now.
We do. So you're on at 7:15.
9:15,
and you're on at
7:15.
7:15. Sorry, apologies.
Yeah, you should be sorry.
And I am. And may I say, I am.
Yes.
How do you find the Soho Theatre experience?
Oh, great. I mean, unrelated. Helen's seen me cry already. It's so good though. Oh, I don't know. Sometimes it's hard.
Where are you based for comedy?
Toronto. So I mainly personally.
Do you want to hear what Laura's done this summer? A month at Edinburgh with added extra shows and then straight on to 2 weeks at the Soho Theatre.
Sweet Jesus.
I know.
So I'm having the best time.
Did you do JFL before?
I did JFL right before Edinburgh.
Fuck me.
So it's been a long time, but I just want to say, when I said tears. I mean, personally, I'm just been away from home for so long. We just, you know, caught me in a moment of homesickness.
That's so fair.
Like you're out of people because yes. I'm so emotional. Yeah.
Very emotional and like motherly as well.
Yeah, really earnest, sincere. Earnest.
But no, I'm having a blast at the Soho and I'm so happy to be here. It's been
But that's so hard to be away from home for 6 weeks. When do you go home?
I go home in a couple weeks.
More weeks? More Where weeks. Else are you going?
I'm not doing shows, but I'm going to go. My parents live in Italy, and I'm just going to go visit them for a couple weeks before
amazing.
Going home.
Okay, that's amazing.
It's also
nice.
Still like trip with the family. Like it's still
but it
not
is
quite
the land of comfort
off.
Food. Like if you were ever going to go to a place to just like eat your feelings, you want it to be Italy.
Yes, it's true.
And what do you go for, ice cream or like the pastas?
Everything.
All
just
of it.
Eat, what? Just eat.
Eat, yeah. eat, eat, eat.
Come on.
Incredible.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so who's waiting at home for you?
Canada home?
Yeah.
Oh, my husband. He's here now, but he's
nice.
Going back this weekend. Yeah,
he's
yeah, yeah.
here now. Yeah. I love that he was like, I won't be coming to see your parents. Oh, yeah. And we can cut that out if you like.
Yes. No. Right. No, it's all good. It's all good.
I'll do the first section of the trip.
Yeah.
And then I'll
yeah,
go
Yeah, I will be leaving as you go to see your family.
I just think That's the bad. Idea for me of doing a full month at Edinburgh and then straight to Soho for a couple of weeks.
Oh, no. Obviously,
I did that
you could only trick
tour.
A foreigner into that. No offense.
But I only did Fair. 2 weeks at Edinburgh, so it felt okay. But yeah, it's fucking... But I also said to you, like, you've earned your badge now.
Well, yeah, point proven.
You know, the like, I've done the full month at Edinburgh. Once you've done it, you don't have to do it again.
Yeah.
I say that as two women who learned that lesson and then went back and did it again.
You did
and
the again. Full month again.
Oh, you've done it, times? Three times, done it three times. Done 3 full hours for full months.
Yeah. So...
The Irish love to self-harm.
Self-flagellation, that's all that is.
I've heard that, you know, after you do it, there's like a period of like, no, never doing it again. But then like the spring comes around and they're kind of like, it's kind of like having a baby where you forget the birth that occurred with your first baby.
Except imagine every single year, everyone you know is having a baby.
So it's not a case of like you'll be the one.
You know what I'm saying?
Canada, everyone's doing it, and if you don't do it, you might be missing out on this amazing thing.
Yeah,
has it been amazing every time?
No, are you crazy?
Okay,
we're both so medicated.
No!
We spend so much money. If we make money from Edinburgh, it goes on therapy.
Right,
like, it's sad. It's bad.
No. Yeah, I'm.
No.
Well,
but it
curious.
Is. But it's basically like it's a trade fair, right? It's like you go, here are my wares, and hopefully that gets you enough work during the year that it's fine that you lost all your money and well-being and, you know, a sense of self while you're there.
What I would recommend is writing yourself a note.
Now.
Yeah, like just how... Like, it's been an amazing experience, but, like, what do you really think you got out of doing it as an endurance test?
Helen... Laura, last time you saw her, she cried because she's homesick. You're now like, hey, babe, in the midst of this, why don't you write it out and actually think about it? Did you get anything from this?
No, you get stuff from it, but it's like, do I have to do the full thing? Because obviously we all want to create new shows. Like, I always want to do a new hour, but like, how am I going to take that around and it be the most enjoyable way of doing it, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had to do it at least once.
Yeah.
Like, you
I definitely
did, you
had
did,
to
did,
do
did.
It.
I'm
and
so
you got your brownie badge and you put it on your sash.
Yeah.
And well done. And well done. Yeah. Oh, thanks. No, it was all in all a very positive experience. And
amazing.
I learned so much. I really, really did. But yeah, it was tiring, of course.
Of course
it was.
Of course. But also then you get to go lie down in Italy and eat loads of pasta.
I can.
Woohoo!
That sounds so good, actually.
Doesn't it? Good. I'd take that trade.
Can we come?
Yeah.
Yes!
Oh, okay, I'm in.
Should do
no,
it.
No, I'd love to.
No,
we haven't actually been invited.
I've heard the Vatican are selling a new range of magnets. which are...
How have you heard like, this?
I'm a magnet collector, so you must... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, keep up, Laura. Come on,
and it's, like, it's the new pope, and he's like... And they've got all these like quotes in Italian, which are like proper, like basic bitch quotes, which they've like translated into Italian,
serious?
Like the world's your oyster, and it's like him, like
really the yes. Vatican. That's from
yeah,
the
Vatican.
Vatican.
Yeah,
their
that's
official.
Well, their merch has to be constantly coming out.
That's, they need
I mean?
Good merch. Yeah,
that is good
you,
merch.
The selling options at the Vatican, like
truly.
You want to have good totes. good beanies, good like good magnets, bookmarkies. Yeah. Like, you might as well.
No, yeah. You're dead right. You should really
milk
get on
them
that.
For all their worth.
Oh my God.
And anyone's going to the Vatican, please do buy me a fridge magnet with the Pope on it and
no
send it in.
No one is listening to
Hogs.
This and also going to the Vatican.
Maybe you're in the Vatican right now and listening to us.
You're not in the Vatican listening.
If you are in the Vatican right now and listening
oh
to us.
Oh my God.
This pod.
Something in Italian.
Yeah, this pod is an option on the guided audio tour.
Could you imagine?
You should do. You'd be like, this is a painting. Okay, next. Yeah.
This is a painting of Jesus.
Yeah.
He's a baby here.
I'll be like, what's the checkpoint? You're like, wrong city. I can't believe I didn't know that that's what it was called.
Don't beat yourself up about
it. I've been
this.
Thinking about it since.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
oh,
hey Andrew, do you have a problem for us?
I do.
Okay, before you
is it about Jesus?
No.
Wait, before you do it, Laura, what kind of advice giver are you, would you say?
I would say I'm a sincere advice giver.
Okay, yeah, and do you think that you are often right?
Yeah.
Whoa, okay, nice. So
you're the same person.
I was just asking.
Yeah.
I feel like
I'm always prefacing with like, listen, this is my advice, so like, don't. You know,
the product, oh, no, you don't mustn't just tell them this is your only option.
Exactly, because then if they do it and things go awry,
yeah, you don't want to be held responsible. Not,
but I will. I believe in myself.
Oh my God, I really believe that you did in July as well. That was the worst part. I was like, that was said like a woman who used to. And then she went to JFL, The Fringe, Soho Theatre. And it's like, I feel like Laura doesn't want to be touched. But okay. So we are similar. Oh, okay. But I was like, that was like, I believe.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
Please. Okay. I'm ready for the problem. Between the three of us, we have one woman's self-confidence.
Fabulous.
It is Helen's.
Yes. I can do anything as long as I put my mind to it.
Hi, Hogs. This is from C.
Hi, C.
I love you all so much. I think you're amazing. And as you're such great problem solvers, I was hoping you could help.
Yes.
Okay. I, female, was in a relationship for 5 years, moved across from Canada to the UK for this woman.
Whoa.
Only to find out she was having an affair. As we bought a house here and got a dog, I'm a bit stuck.
Bought a house here.
Mm-hmm. She has moved out of the house. And
that
is now
was Em saying the first thing she's ever said on the podcast.
You just heard Em in the background going, fuck.
Em's first contribution to the pod, verbally.
Fuck.
Fuck.
This is not okay.
Whoa. Go. Sorry, no, come on. We must let the problem. Yeah. Let's hear it out.
So she's moved out of the house and is now living with the affair woman. My problem is I don't have many friends here as I work from home. And as we have so many house repairs to do on the house before we can sell it, it would make sense for us to be friends and get the work done in the house and maybe hang out. My question is, do you think you can be friends with someone who betrayed you? She thinks we can and that we are adults to move past things. However, it took me about 6 months of just crying every day to even talk to her. I still love her, even though I know I can't be with her, and she has no guilt over what she did. She walks around like nothing happened. I feel like we maybe can be friends, but I don't know. I need your thoughts. The worst part is her friends and family don't know about the affair. They just think we broke up. Anyway, I will bring you across to Toronto with me when I move back. But there you go. From C. Quite a lot to unpack there.
Okay.
We all lent in. We all lent in.
Do you not think like you need to talk to her, just sort of like Canadian to Canadian, just like have a moment?
Can you tell her that it's still there and it's nice and it's waiting for her?
Girl.
Okay.
The six is there for you. The six, Toronto, is there.
Right. The six.
The six
is Toronto.
It's like another word for Toronto. The 416, which is the area code.
It's...
That's kind of cool, actually.
That was good. It was so cool. It was even cooler before Laura had to explain it. But yes, it was so cool. The six is there for you. What?
Okay. I am... The thing that got me the most, there's no guilt from this partner about having done this, is such a bad... Okay. Okay. I feel like if this was... Okay. Here it is. You've got a house to take care of that you say you have to do repairs on before you can sell it. My advice would be to go into like stealth mode. And I know it's so hard to to separate your emotions from the situation. But you...
Mentally lock yourself down like a psychopath.
Mentally lock yourself down. Write a list of all the stuff that needs to get done on the house. Take control. Go be like, this needs to get done, this needs to get done, this needs to get done. If you can manage it, maybe stay with someone else. I feel like it is not conducive to be in this house together as friends. I mean, obviously, she thinks you could be friends.
She's gone to live with the woman she cheated on her with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She's left her in the house.
She's alone in the house with no friends.
She's left her with all the responsibility. I'll get to that. Go on.
Okay, so... I mean, I hate to say this, but even better that you're already like on your own. And I'm sorry to say that, but like make a list of all the shit that needs to get done. Try your hardest to get it done quickly so that you can sell the house and just move home. Mm. Not to say run away from this, but like,
run.
This sounds horrible. I'm so sorry that you're in this situation. Honestly.
Honestly, you need to just tell this fucking ex-partner of yours the amount of pain. The 6 months of crying. This is so painful. You moved. You left everything you knew and you moved across the world for someone. And when you arrived, they were cheating on you. You've been... this is wrong. Oh, fuck. I would lose it. I'd be like, you're paying for me to go on holiday. I'm going on holiday. I'm working from there. And you are going to do up the house and then we're going to sell it. And at the end of this, I'm not going to be your friend. And if anything, I'm going to send you bad vibes.
And this is not going to mean anything to anyone here. But when you go back to Toronto, we're grabbing a drink at Ossington and Dundas. And that's on that. Okay.
And now what is that?
That is...
It's an area code.
It's just an area code. It's another word for Toronto, Ossington and Dundas. It's a streets and they've got a bunch of cute cocktail bars and cafes and like just a cute place to go to hang. But yeah.
Okay, here's the situation. As I see it, what you have listed is all of the ways in which you're taking responsibility and she's taking none. So let's be clear. Yeah. She cheated on you. That is in of itself horrific and I'm so sorry that deception was there. But what you're saying is at no point does she have to face her the consequences of that action around any of your mutual friends or her family. So of course she doesn't feel guilty because she's allowed to continue living as if it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. She's left the house. So fundamentally, she has left you with the responsibility of the house mm-hmm. because she's living a very happy life where it seems like she has somewhere to be until the house is gone, whereas you don't. And also, ultimately, the person who's there is going to be left with the responsibility of letting the workers in, letting workmen come through, making the appointments. It's fucked. So, no.
Cleaning the toilet off.
You shouldn't be friends with somebody because here's the thing about being friends with somebody. Your friends should be kind to you. She's not. They should respect you. Mm-hmm. She doesn't. And they should be fair to you, and she isn't. So fuck that. She's not your friend. What would be convenient for her, just like her moving out of the house, you sorting the house, and her family and friends not knowing, is if you were her friend, because it would alleviate probably the last niggle of guilt. Fuck that. No. You're fine. Make the list, absolutely. Get the shit done, the bare minimum you need to get done to get it sold, and get the hell out of there. Also, it doesn't have to be perfect to be sold. That's probably, I'm sure you know the parameters in which it needs to be improved for there to be like sufficient gain back on whatever you invest in the house. I'm sure you're a sensible person.
Is it a seller's market?
But it does not need to be perfect. And well, no, house prices are down, but interest rates are up, so mortgages are harder to achieve. It depends. Sometimes it depends on where they are and what their house is like. I don't know. But
I'll buy it.
What I'm
saying, I'll buy it.
Also, there are frameworks in which you can sell a house whilst not living in this country. So I don't think you should need to feel, if that is her, if those are your feelings that you have to be there till it's sold, that's fine. But make sure you're not, it seems like you're living by her set of rules in every regard. So is that actually true? And is it true for you? Is what I would ask. And in relation to friends, you have every right to tell her family and friends, every right. They are, if they're in your life, because you don't have to pretend for her anymore.
I think also you're going through the grief of a relationship ending and you've got none of your friends are here and the friends you do have are mutual and they think that you've just guys have just broken up. So you don't have anyone to share this massive grief with that you've been cheated on.
Exactly.
And you are allowed to talk about that with people because otherwise you hold it all in and that's harder.
It's horrendous that she's asking you to lie for her, having lied to you this whole time.
Yeah.
And the last thing I'd say is,
I do think
you need friends. And I think for however long you're here, it's okay to try to make some. Whether that's like asking if you can go into the office one day a week, whether that's going to like your local pub quiz and seeing if anybody like whatever, like I don't like join a club, whatever, but like you need something one day a week that's just for you because it seems like understandably, yeah. that level of deception and that level of shame that you must feel, because I would feel so ashamed that I didn't know, that I'm putting up with it, that I'm in this country, that I've left my family. What, even though that's all unfair, you need to rebuild your self-esteem, because it will be on the floor because she's ruined it. And do not be this woman's fucking friend.
Wow, that was really great advice.
Sorry, I really went into a pit of like, I'm so angry on your behalf. No,
I saw where you went and I was there to support it.
That was really good. How dare she?
No. It's awful.
Do you not think maybe like a trip to the south of France to do the Mary Magdalene cave might be a nice thing to do?
No.
Because Mary Magdalene was also wronged. And a lot of women congregate there to think about how they've been wronged.
Is this just a trip you and your mom went on?
No, my mom went on it by herself. Well, she went on it with a woman. She went on with a witch that she met.
And I just, can't. This you walk, may I say, Helen C has enough problems.
And at the end of it, it's just a cave with a statue of Mary Magdalene and just like divorced women. And I think C would love it.
Give this woman back a bunch of responsibility also, by the way. If you do make a list of tasks, stuff that's in her control that she can be doing, here you go, off you go. I'm not your fucking maid.
Yeah. And you don't bear the responsibility of keeping this news from your mutual friends because you think they might think differently or of her or of you or whatever, but you didn't do that. She did that by cheating on you, not by you telling them that she cheated on you.
So. Oh my God, yes. If she doesn't want them to know that she cheated on you, then she shouldn't have cheated on you.
Exactly.
Not that you should like keep it to yourself. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh my God, enraging. Oh, also, the idea that like she's like, we can be friends, which obviously just implies that she didn't love you the way you loved her. And then you said that you're still in love with her. You're not to feel bad about that. It is way more normal to marry someone and buy a house with them because you love them and still be in love with them 6 months after that breaks up than it is to marry someone, get a house with them and be cheating on them. That's the psychopathic behavior. It's not abnormal to be in love with somebody that you declared an interest in spending your life with. Ugh.
I kind of need you to be here right Yikes. Now. I feel like you need a talking to like face to face. Like you need love and warmth, but also someone to be like, this is fucking bullshit. Yeah.
You have to treat yourself like you would treat your actual friend in this scenario.
Like what would you do if your friend had this situation? Yeah.
And some days it would be, right, we're getting in the shower. It might be the only thing we achieved today, but we're getting in the shower and we're eating vegetables. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it sounds like you've pulled yourself through that if it's 6 months of crying. So fair fucks.
Yeah.
But now like, fuck that guy.
Which camera is the one that's... Is that one?
Okay. Yes.
See, listen.
This What's is on what YouTube?
Listen to this. I'll just say one thing, is I think you have more control than you think you have in this situation. Like you have the control to get yourself out of this. Mm-hmm. You do. You maybe don't think you do, but you absolutely do. Just take it one step at a time, go down that list and get shit done.
Agreed.
And you will do it.
I think that's so true.
I still think I'd go to the Mary Magdalene cave. I know this list thing is important, but like different personalities. But like I'd say cave. Two. Hello?
Maybe you could write the list on the walk.
Maybe you could write the list on the walk. Thank you, Andrew. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't like having two Catherines here.
Yeah, sorry about that. Wow, my heart goes out to you. But also sorry. Just like, and also the last thing I'll say is like, that other woman who thinks that she's won some prize, poor her.
Oh, yeah. The one that's now living
her,
with this one.
Fuck.
Yeah.
She thinks she won something so shiny. And at some point, like anyone who could do that to you will, if not do that, doesn't understand the dynamics of relationships and what they respect and or like what they require in terms of respect or like maturity. So fucking hell, that's going to be a nightmare.
There's just so much in this problem. But the main takeaway is she's not your friend.
And you have like more control than you think you do. I think that's such a good point. And the six is waiting for you.
The six.
And the six. And Dundas and... Garfield, was it?
Yeah, Garfield.
Dundas and Garfield was actually.
No.
No. It's a cocktail bar. No, it's not. It's a street. Is it? I'm lost.
And also
the six.
Go get some friends who are kind to you, respect you and fair to you.
Canada.
New friends are still better than that shit. Fuck
Let's have
that.
Some maple syrup.
Yes.
Yeah. Yucatan
what
province.
A fucking hellish.
Is that a place?
No. What? No.
That's Mexico, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
No, wait. Yukon. The Ivan of the Yukon. Did you see that cartoon when you were growing up?
No, I didn't. No.
Ivan of the Yukon.
I didn't.
And he just wore pants. Okay.
Hey, Laura, if people want to find you online, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram, on TikTok, at LAU_Ramoso, RAMOSO.
Oh my gosh, they're such funny videos. You're going to have the best. I'm actually jealous of people who are going to discover you now because, oh God, they'll have that whole... See, when you get sad, watch more videos online. That's a healthy tip. And where can people... So Instagram, they can find you on TikTok. What about if they want to see you do live shows?
Well, in my Instagram bio, I have a link of all my live shows.
Amazing.
And Frances, the live show that you're currently doing is so amazing. I saw it at Edinburgh. It's so funny. And if you can get a ticket, lucky fucking you.
Yeah. And now, the last thing to say is, if you see Laura in an Italian restaurant eating pasta or ice cream, leave her alone.
Leave me alone.
Leave her alone. She needs a break. Okay? It's not time to talk. It's not time to ask her how she is. She's fine. She just needs a minute. Thank you. No, she's good. She's fine. Thank you. She does appreciate it, but she's having a little minute.
I will say, though, if you do need to interrupt her because you've got a magnet of the Pope, I think that's allowed.
That's allowed.
If it's to give a Maggie, then we'll be chill about it.
Yeah, I'll okay, cool. To you. Yes,
glad. I'm really glad we checked in with that. Do you now, I mean, the problem is you have to go home to your husband after all of this and hope that he's not been cheating on you.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I hope
so
too.
Where did that come from?
I'm C, actually.
No! Oh my God! Oh my God! But just sad if you were C and then you were saying to yourself, don't worry,
you have more control than you think you do.
We're friends! No.
Yeah, I'm going home to him.
Yeah,
like
good for you. You're smart to
having you on this side of the pond.
I will too.
It's been really nice.
It has been great. Yeah.
Do you have a podcast?
I don't. I'm taking a little break, so I'm kind of happy. I don't have anything to
promote. Your favorite pasta. What's your favorite pasta dish?
Oh, my favorite pasta is a carbonara.
Really?
Oh, are you surprised? Is it because you don't do it right here?
No, I don't eat meat, but
sorry.
And also I'm not English, so your offense can't hurt me. The food here is bad, correct? But I was more shocked that it was such a boring answer. Sorry.
I'm going to flip the table.
Feel free to fight back with her. What have you heard about Irish food that's amazing? Don't let her just do things like that. Like, I loved a potato.
Don't be led by her to say something culturally insensitive. Don't do that. Don't follow her lead.
Even ran out of those. So it's mad. It's absolutely mad.
Ran out of crazy.
Where did they go? What's a potato famine if you didn't run out of them?
I'm sorry you have to see us like this. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, this is a strive.
Carbonara. What's your favourite Irish stew? Oh, I'd expect something more exciting.
The Irish stew. But wait, so what's your favourite Italian dessert?
I like a panna cotta. Oh, a silence. Listen,
what's your favourite German dessert?
A marmorkuchen.
Oh, lovely.
What's that?
Well, when you like to know.
It's like it's a marbled cake. It's very nice.
Wouldn't you like to know?
And what's your favourite Irish pudding?
Yeah, what's your favourite Irish slop?
Yes! See, this is it! This is it! And then you just punch her in the face.
No!
What do you eat? A slop out of here, you pails of hay!
English food is bad, but of Italian, one of the best cuisines in the world. It's wild to just choose cream for main and cream for dessert, but that's cool.
It's not cream as egg.
I know, it's just such carbonara. A basic, it's There's just no such like a boring, hey, good for, listen, yum.
What, no, I mean good for you.
Yum.
Yeah.
Yum.
You obviously never had like a proper one, and I hate to be this person right now, but you've obviously haven't tried.
I'm raising your hand as well.
I'm raising it, and I'm saluting because.
Please put your hand down. Please.
I won't, actually. Wow, I'm sweating. This is angry.
Okay, you can go. Thank you so, so much
level
for coming.
Of conviction around Let's the all carbonara. Just calm down,
because now we're just proving that women can't work together
again.
Okay,
fine.
Okay, thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you for having me.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.